KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and all around the world at kgnu.org.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on just a spectacular spring Saturday here on the Colorado Front Range. Summer very much in the air today, and I don't know about you, but I am very happy about it, and I'm going to drop some music on you to reflect my joy and hopefully bring a little joy to your day as well. We're going to begin with a new track from DJ Click and move on from there on Terrasonic on listener powered KGNU.
De amigo tisio paliacos e che la saleria namo che il man e zigri 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 e zigri 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 do e zigri 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 e zigri 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 do.
Yeah.
14 minutes past the hour at listener-powered KGNU. You're listening to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me on this just beautiful Saturday afternoon here in Colorado. Wherever you're listening, whenever you're listening, I hope you're having a beautiful day where you are as well, and I thank you for tuning in. We began the show with new music from DJ Click, a new remix of his track called Pizzica Pagliacos by the artist Acquaragia Drom. He just put that out on his Bandcamp this week. And then we heard another track from DJ Click from an album he put out a couple of years ago called Balk Andalusia. I normally wouldn't play two tracks in a row from the same artist. I wouldn't normally play two tracks from an artist in the same episode of Terrasonic. But as I was listening to the first one, I was thinking there was this one song that would go perfectly after it, and I couldn't think of it, and I couldn't think of it, and I looked and I looked, and then I found it. And it was also a DJ Click track, so made an exception. Hope you enjoyed them. After the pair of DJ Click tracks, we listened to something new from Lenko Deck, a collaboration between Canadian vocalist Lenka Lichtenberg and Echo Deck, also Canadian. They put out an album earlier this year called Open My Ears. Echo Deck remixes Lenka Lichtenberg, and we heard a track called Raise a Cup of Kindness, the Weightless Dub Mix. And in the background right now, out of LA, it is DJ Drez, a song called Blowing Strings. This program is presented by the KGNU Listener and by Swallow Hill Music, presenting the Chick Corea Electric Band and Bela Fleck and the Flecktones at Denver Botanic Gardens on August 15th. Tickets and information at concerts.botanicgardens.org. Still a lot of music ahead in the show today. If you'd like to get in touch, you can reach me via phone, 303-442-4242, or email feedback@terrasonic.net. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
check this out.
Mira, 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 mira
You just live together now, baby, and ain't yet together. So have a time and pray and be free, yeah. So I'm in love. You just live together now. Together. You just live together, baby, and then live together. So have a time and pray and be free. So I'm in love, satisfaction, baby. So please, baby, I got feelings in my heart and it makes me crazy. So please, baby, I got feelings in my heart and it makes me crazy. So I want it, I got it, I want it, I got it. You just live together now and enjoy together. You just live together now, baby, and enjoy together. So live together now. Satisfaction, yeah. So have a time.
Terrasonic on Listener Powered, KGNU, Community Radio. Halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Thanks for joining me. My name is Joel Davis. We come your way every Saturday, noon to 1. Just heard music from a new compilation, Akwaba Abidjan, 1970s funk from Ivory Coast, and a track called Dankasa by DeFrank Jr. Also in there, new music from the Kasai All-Stars from Kinshasa, Congo. Teaming up on some tracks with Orchestre Symphonique Kimbanguiste. The record is called Around Félicité. It is a soundtrack to a film that I know nothing about, but I'm curious to know more. And the record's out on Cram Discs. Some traditional buzz and rumble from the urban jungle. Brought to you by the Kasai All-Stars, and we heard a track called Bilonda. And prior to that, it was the Peronistes and Cumbia India from the Periferia EP. Right now in the background, you're listening to Vieux Fucker Touré. It's been a while since we've heard new music from him, but he's got a new record out now on the Six Degrees label called Samba. And this track is called Maya. If you'd like to get in touch today, you can do so via phone, 303-442-4242, or email anytime, feedback@terrasonic.net. Let's just get back to the music right here on Terrasonic, on listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond, KGNU.
Jusqu'à nos fronts, porte-le tes soirs à nos lèvres d'enfants. no, I'm sila na diam fadenya, I'm sila na munya o dulu ya kono, I'm sila na diam fadenya, I'm sila na munya o dulu ya kono.
I'm still
Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU. Rounding into the home stretch on this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. In the background right now, you're listening to new music from Oxalá out of Brazil off the O Futuro do Passado EP, a track called O Voa Voa. Before that, Os Tinquas, remixed by Lagartijando, aka Matty Zundel. And prior to that, a classic from Marseille's Lojo. Actually, they're not from Marseille. They're from somewhere else in France. I can't think of the name of the city right now, but at any rate, they're from France. But they have members of the band hail from North Africa and Brazil. And from their album Bohème du Cristal, we heard Jacques Cool Boy. Stick around, coming up at the top of the hour, we've got Reggae Bloodlines. Indra in with you today. Should be a good show. She's getting ready for it right now. Stick around for that. Want to let you know that this program is brought to you by the KGNU listener members and by the Laughing Goat Coffee House, now with three locations, one on Pearl Street, one on East Boulder at 2907 55th Street, and on the CU campus in the North Library. More information and a list of special events can be found at thelaughinggoat.com. Following Reggae Bloodlines this afternoon, coming up at 4 o'clock, you'll get 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. At 6 o'clock, a full hour of news from the World Service of the BBC. KGNU Saturday evening music programming commences at 7 with Sound Lab. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. Let's dive back into this groove. We'll come back to say goodbye before it's over. This is Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up on 12 noon here, 1 o'clock actually, here at Terrasonic. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music coming in for a landing. We just heard, what did we just hear? Kol Kore, the Baba Guzamba edit. That's some music from Israel. Just found that on Bandcamp this morning. Before that, also from Bandcamp, Sahale, and a track called Jelassi. Right now in the background, it is Bill Laswell and Lili Bouniche, Le Tango dub. Lili Bouniche, a great Rai artist from Algeria. Stick around, Reggae Bloodlines coming up at the top of the hour following headlines from the BBC. Indra in with you today. Thanks for joining me. You can find a podcast for today's show, the playlist, you can stream it, you can download it, all of that at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland and K254CH LaPorte, Colorado. Stay tuned for reggae. We'll see you next time.
This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. The outgoing French President François Hollande has said that a massive hacking attack against his potential successor Emmanuel Macron will not go unanswered. Mr. Macron's campaign team has reported that a mix of emails, some fake and some stolen from his En Marche party, have been posted on the internet. With more, here's our Europe regional editor, Mike Sanders.
President Hollande alluded to procedures that will kick in if the hacking attack is proved. He said everyone knew that the presidential campaign was at risk, given what had happened elsewhere. A clear reference to alleged attacks by Russian hackers on Democratic Party servers during Hillary Clinton's unsuccessful presidential bid. The information stolen from Mr. Macron's team was spread by websites such as 4chan, an avowedly politically incorrect forum whose users are suspected of disrupting the Clinton campaign.
Thousands of women in the Venezuelan capital Caracas and cities across the country are taking part in the latest anti-government demonstrations. Many of the protesters are dressed in white and carrying signs denouncing dictatorship and repression. The marches have so far been largely peaceful, in contrast to the past month of demonstrations, which have left 36 people dead and hundreds injured. One of the demonstrators, Zuli Ramos, said only President Nicolas Maduro's departure could return Venezuela to normality.
It's important to us to get out of this for the good of Venezuela, for Venezuela to be once again the country we all know, the one we love, the one we carry in our hearts. There are families and mothers who are present here because their nuclear family has disintegrated, because we want our children to continue to live, to continue to fight. There are no opportunities to work here, no opportunities to live. There is no security in our lives.
The Palestinian militant group Hamas has a new leader. He is Ismail Haniyeh, who until recently was the group's chief in the Gaza Strip. Wera Davis has the details.
On the face of it, this is a procedural move. He's taken over from Khaled Mashal, who has served his 2 terms as Hamas leader. But I think if you look in the context of what happened in the last week when Hamas issued a new policy document, Ismail Haniyeh is seen as more pragmatic. He's a 54-year-old native of Gaza. I think his pragmatism is what a lot of Middle East watchers are looking at now. Is this a man who's going to reach out to, in particular, Gulf countries? As we know, Hamas are already broken links with the Muslim Brotherhood. They're looking to strengthen their position overseas. And perhaps Ismail Haniyeh is the man to do it.
A team searching for the body of a man killed during Northern Ireland's sectarian conflict 3 decades ago has found human remains in France. Investigators looking for the body of Seamus Ruddy made the discovery in a forest near Rouen. Mr. Ruddy was working as a teacher in Paris when he was abducted by an Irish Republican faction in 1985. He was never seen alive again, one of 16 such victims of the conflict who became known as the Disappeared. This is the World News from the BBC. Tens of thousands of people have taken part in a march in the Polish capital Warsaw to protest against what they see as curbs on democracy imposed by the governing Law and Justice Party. The European Commission says the government's changes to state-run media and the country's highest court pose a serious threat to democratic values. In response, the government said the rally was evidence that democracy was alive and well in Poland. Adam Easton reports from Warsaw.
It was dubbed the Freedom March, and as befits a pro-EU demonstration, it ended with the European anthem. People waved Polish and EU flags because this march was both against the government and in support of European values. Values such as democracy and the rule of law, which people here say are under threat for the first time since communism was overthrown.
Police in Uganda have denied torturing 13 people who have been